Hello, and thank you for joining us. This is Christina Perez with Our Lady of Victory School, bringing you the third installment of our Tip of the Week series. This week, we are going to discuss the subject of math. Math is unarguably one of the most difficult subjects for almost every single student. I encourage students to continue forward, do their very best, as they should in all subjects, but some students will tend more toward the liberal arts area versus math. However, math is a subject that they have to learn as it's something that they're going to be dealing with every day of their life going forward. I myself struggled in math, particularly in high school, and it wasn't until Algebra 2 that something clicked, as they say. So when I talk to parents and students who are having a very difficult time in the subject of math, I let them know, this is normal, you will probably struggle with it, but keep at it. You never know when the light bulb is going to go on. As we discussed last week, with an emphasis on proper tools, I'd like to reiterate that again for math specifically. Again, graph paper. For students in elementary school, this will keep their numbers lined up. And for students in high school, this will help them do their graphs. Again, as I said last week, drawing your own graph on standard paper is not an option. It's not going to work, and you will most likely come up with an incorrect answer. So please use graph paper in elementary school and for high school when it's appropriate for the type of problem. Also, pencil only for math. This is a given in a way, but some students do try to complete their math in pen. Don't do it. It's not an option. Pencil only for math. Students should also use rulers to draw their lines. It looks so much neater and will, again, lead to that better presentation of their math papers. For students in high school, specifically those completing algebra, they are allowed to use a calculator. A standard scientific calculator is going to most likely satisfy what they need for high school. If they continue forward in a math beyond advanced math, you may want to invest in a graphing calculator, but for the average student, a standard scientific calculator will be just fine. One other aspect to bring up in math is the difficulty of playing catch-up. It is a reality that we will fall behind in our schoolwork at some point or another during the school year, and this is going to be for various reasons. But my biggest tip with math is don't get behind. It's so difficult to catch up. And again, this is not meant to discourage any families who are a little bit behind in math. Keep plugging away at it. But math is one of those subjects that students should do every single day. You may want to do it when the student's brain is at its peak performance. For some students, that's first thing in the morning. For some students, that's after a couple hours after they've had time to wake up their brain, so to speak. But do your very best not to get behind in math. Do your math lesson a day religiously, and don't get behind. If you do get behind, slowly work through it. You probably can't do more than 3 math lessons in a day. So I would say 2 is going to be probably the maximum number of lessons a student who's playing catch-up will do. If you're that far behind, you're going to have to do it on the weekends, but do your very best from the beginning not to get behind in math. One other point to make in math is make sure you memorize your math facts in elementary school. This is going to be your basic formulas and also your times tables. Make sure that you quiz your students on those regularly until they have them down pat. And also for upper school students, memorize your formulas very clearly. You may want to quiz your children on these again, but it's a good idea for students to keep a large-sized index card in their math book, and anytime they come up with a new formula, whether it's circumference, surface area, or volume, write it down. The act of writing it down helps to cement it in the student's mind, and this way they'll always have the reference. These, however, should not be used during tests. Students have to have their formulas memorized. They cannot have any aids during the test, so work really hard to memorize your math formulas. Finally, one last tip is regarding completing tests. If you have a student that struggles, and this is something that I used to do in high school, I recommend that the child take their math test once through. Just do the entire math test. Once it's completed, set it aside completely. And if you have the time allotment, redo the math test without referring to your original test. So in this case, you'll have 2 tests worked out, both in a relatively quickly time frame, but just get through each of them twice. And then when you have your second one complete, compare the answers of both the first and second test. this will be a surefire way to find out where your mistakes are, because you will obviously have at some point two problems with very different answers. So then you'll know those are the problems you'll have to rework and find your original mistake. So that's another tip that I have, is to work through math tests twice, individually without referring to the other one, and compare your answers to find your mistakes. This will help you, and hopefully it will really raise the grades of your math tests. So again, I hope you enjoyed this little tip of the week regarding the subject of math. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at christina@olvs.org. That's Christina, Christina, @olvs.org. Thank you for listening to us, and be sure to tune in next week when we are going to discuss the subject of socialization. Thank you for joining us. God bless, and happy homeschooling.